For months, allegations of neglect and abuse have been hurled at Baltimore County's animal shelter. WYPR's John Lee reports that the county council wants to get to the bottom of what is happening there, and that at least one council member wants to change who runs the shelter.
When you walk into the room where the dogs are kept at the Baltimore County Animal Shelter, be prepared for a boisterous greeting.
They're just going to talk to you.
There are dogs in cages on either side of a long room vying for your attention. They look well cared for and ready for adoption. Their cages are clean. But recently, the Baltimore County Council heard a very different story from animal rights advocates like Beth Gibbs, who volunteers at the shelter.
The problems seem to be systemic, pretty deep, and to some extent quite scary, particularly when you're there seeing them over and over.
Councilman Wade Catch didn't mince words over how he feels about that.
It's an embarrassment. This is 2015. This isn't 1950.
The critics claim the shelter euthanizes 80% of its animals. They argue in a lawsuit against the county that the animals aren't getting the basics, like good food and water, clean cages, exercise, and basic veterinary care.
No, sir, I don't think any of that is true. I don't.
Laura Culbertson is the acting chief of the Animal Services Division. She says the euthanization rate is not as high as 80%. However, county officials can't provide the exact percentage. Culbertson says that perhaps the critics of the shelter don't know the whole story of the care being provided and jump to conclusions when they see a dog in a bad way.
We have dogs all the time that are neglected. They're very thin looking. They look like they're neglected. They have been neglected.
Culbertson says those animals are being fed special food to help them get well. She says there are veterinarians on staff and that animals are getting exercise and professional care. So, which is it? A dysfunctional animal shelter or a shelter being criticized by people who don't really understand what's going on? That's what the Baltimore County Council wants to know. All seven council members support creating an Animal Services Advisory Commission. The sponsor is Councilwoman Vicki Almond.
There are so many rumors and so many people telling us so many different things that it's very difficult to figure out what really is going on. So we need this advisory committee to really find out the truth of what's going on and then to come up with some solutions.
County Executive Kevin Kamenet says there's no need for a new commission. The county already has an animal hearing board. County officials also say the shelter is running just fine. However, according to a spokesman, Kamenets will not oppose council's plan. In the meantime, work continues on building a new county animal shelter. It should open later this year. Monique Lyle with Baltimore County Health and Human Services says the current building is old and harkens back to a different time when the mission was only about animal management and public health.
We were not created for the nice, warm, and fuzzy adoption center, which is what we would love to have and which we will have in the coming future.
Councilwoman Almond says down the road she wants government out of the business of running the animal shelter. She likes the setup in Baltimore City, where the shelter is run by a nonprofit while animal control is handled by the government. But a spokesman for Kamenets says the administration has no interest in pursuing that. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.